What if I told you that one book, the right book, could transform your business, attract ideal clients, and establish your authority all without spending years writing it? In this episode of the Author Switch podcast, I'm going to be talking about creative capital, how to build authority and attract clients with your book. So stay tuned.
Are you an entrepreneur, small business owner, or consultant looking to boost your authority, influence, and impact? The Author Switch podcast with best-selling, award-winning author Karma Spence is your answer. Tune in for actionable advice, powerful strategies, and engaging interviews to turn on your author switch and take your business to the next dimension.
The Author Switch.
Hello and welcome to the Author Switch podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that you can grow your business, and I do it while you're having a good time. I make the writing process fun. So today I'm talking about creative capital. Now, I'm not talking about anything illegal here. So let's get on the same page. And I'm going to read to you a definition of what creative capital is and how I'm going to be approaching it in this episode. Creative capital is the intellectual and reputational value authors create by transforming their expertise into a tangible asset, a book. It is an investment that can grow exponentially when used strategically. So, in order to make all that happen, there are some mindset shifts that you may need to make. So for example, a book that grows your business isn't about loving the craft of writing a book. It's about using a book as a business tool to showcase your expertise, to elevate your authority, and to attract your high-value, ideal, dreamy clients. Now, there are other business strategies that you don't necessarily enjoy. So maybe you don't enjoy accounting. Some of you may not enjoy public speaking. There's always going to be a task in your business that isn't the most fun, but has to get done. For you, maybe writing a book is that. Well, hopefully, if you work with me, you'll have some fun. You'll have some fun. But that's another story. Writing a book that attracts clients is less about the act of actually writing, and it's more about strategy and creating a legacy and creating thought leadership. It opens the doors to high-value clients. And there are specific ways that you write this kind of book so that it attracts the ideal clients and isn't just necessarily the book you have an idea about. You have to validate your idea. I mean, look, you can write whatever book you want. But if you want a book to achieve specific goals, you need to be strategic about what kind of book that is and how you write it. What I'm talking about here are client attracting books. And I'm not talking about simple ebooks that you put an opt-in form to. I'm talking about the kind of books that can get into libraries, that can get into bookstores, and by doing that, attracts your ideal clients on autopilot. It's not the quick way to attract those clients, but it is a long-term strategy that builds authority and attracts not only clients, but speaking engagements and media attention and all sorts of other opportunities that can grow your business. Your simple opt-in ebook is never going to do that for you, but the kind of book I'm talking about will. So there are different kinds of return on investment that this kind of book can give. Your investment of time and effort and maybe a little bit of money into creating this kind of book has all sorts of tangible and intangible returns. It builds credibility. It builds authority. It attracts clients. It can build your confidence. It attracts speaking gigs. It attracts media attention. It can help you create more assets in your business. It can create a passive income stream. These are all things that your run-of-the-mill, opt-in ebook kind of thing can't do. This is an asset in your business. You need to think of it. It's not just a book. It is an asset in your business. it is as much of an asset as your mailing list, as maybe your blog, as your personal branding. And it integrates with those things, making them even more powerful. These things amplify your book's impact, and your book amplifies their impact. Using your book as sort of a big business card in networking or gifting it strategically can highlight how creative capital can foster valuable connections. You can use this book in a wide variety of ways that a digital-only book can't do. Another part of this creative capital is having some marketing savvy. Marketing is a mechanism that activates the creative capital built by your book. It ensures that your investment will grow, and it compounds the impact and credibility and authority that your book gives. It becomes a foundation for your authority and your influence. Your book is a natural extension of your value, the value that you offer in what you do and in your business. And it ties directly to the idea of maximizing creative capital in your business, because book is creative capital, but so is all these other assets I mentioned. Remember, creative capital is your intellectual and reputational value. And the book puts that in a tangible form that people can hold, that you can hold. You can also, what's beautiful about getting a book is when you get your book, it crystallizes your ideas and messaging around the topic of the book, which now can be repurposed as blog posts, social media posts, podcasts. It generates even more creative capital because now you've got it all in this nice, concise form that now you can spin and repurpose. It's a beautiful thing. And you can use this book as a very strategic business card, okay? In networking and gifting. And what I mean by this is you only give it away to people who you think are your ideal prospects. You don't just hand it out like it's nothing, because it's not nothing. It needs to be perceived by the person as a valuable gift. Like, wow, this person gets me because they gave me this gift. And you need to treat it that way. Your book is not a throwaway like a business card. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to be talking about more topics around creative capital and how it can move your business forward. My name is Karma Spence, and I'm the author of Serve Up Your Book, a book about book marketing throughout the entire life cycle of your book, from before you start writing all the way to after you launch. A lot of authors don't think about book marketing until the book's already written. The problem with that is your book may sell or it may not. But if you bake marketing into your book from the get-go, you have a much better chance of reaching bestseller, of selling more books, and converting readers into clients. I think the most surprising thing that most authors that I've talked to who have read the book have found is the idea that book marketing starts before you even come up with your book idea. You bake the marketing in from the get-go. When you do that, you are much more likely to have success with your book. And most authors just don't think about it that early. Do you want to sell more books? Then read this book. Serve Up Your Book, available now on Amazon.
Hello, and welcome back to the Author Switch Podcast. Again, I'm Karma Spence, and I help entrepreneurs, executive coaches, business leaders, consultants, business owners write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business, all while having fun. So in the first part of this episode of The Author Switch, I was talking about what creative capital is and why it's important to build this sort of ephemeral virtual asset in your business. Again, it is intellectual and reputational value. And a book helps bring that intellectual and reputational value into a tangible form that you can now use to grow your business in a multitude of ways. So now I want to talk a little bit about time as an investment. Writing this kind of book takes a little bit of time. Yes, you will see all sorts of people teaching you, write a book in a day, write a book in a weekend. And those are valid ways to do that, but they don't create this kind of asset. This kind of asset will probably, if you're really going to do it right, will probably take you at around 8 weeks to get to the first draft, and then maybe another 4 to 8 weeks to get it all packaged properly and out into the world. So 3 to 4 months is really a good amount of time to spend on this kind of book so that it is a true asset in your business. And think of this time as an investment. Just as financial investors allocate resources to build their portfolio, authors allocate time to build their intellectual portfolio, your book. So carve out the time for writing, making it manageable, and aligning it to your business goals and your situation. Now, life happens. I understand that. I mean, one of my best books, Public Speaking Superpowers, took me about 8 years to create because life kept happening to me. It just kept happening. And it would derail me and I'd have to get back. And every time you get derailed, sometimes it takes you a little bit to get back into the rhythm and remember where you were. I understand all that. And in my programs, I give people that flexibility of time, unlike some of these other programs that say, oh, you got to be done in a day. Oh, you got to be done in a weekend. I give you a little bit more time to do that. Plus, I make it fun so that you're pulled through the process. Again, think of spending the time on your book as an investment in the future of your business and career. It also creates a diversity of income streams. Not only can the book itself create an income stream, usually not the biggest income stream because, you know, royalties on books aren't that much, but, and this is the beauty of the right book, it can build income streams through speaking, through more and better clients, through creating new assets in your business like courses based on the book. It can get you partnerships that can grow your business. A book is a tremendous asset because that can multiply your income streams and make your business more stable. Think of a book also as reinvesting in your career. And when I say career, I'm not just talking about working for someone else. As a business owner, that is a career choice. That is a career. When you reinvest the book profits back into your business or into your personal growth or into your marketing, then it helps future projects sustain momentum. And then there's the power of long-term planning. Investing now to write a book can leave long-term benefits. And here are some examples. Let's say you're a speaker. Your book can become the foundation of keynote speaking opportunities at industry conferences. It can attract opportunities that give you speaker fees, or your fees increase because you're now positioned as an author and an authority figure. And your book can serve as a takeaway for attendees, further cementing your credibility and creating new client opportunities. Now, let's say you're a consultant. Your book can become a fabulous big business card that helps you close high consulting deals. Clients can see your book as a proof of your expertise, and basically, the book helps them approach you rather than you chasing them. And the book opens doors to advisory board roles or collaborations with bigger companies. All right, maybe you're a course creator. Well, your book can serve as the foundation of a course. In fact, I have a custom GPT that you just upload a text version of your book to, and it will create a course outline for you based on that book. It walks you through the process. I will put a link to request that GPT in the show notes. Also, a book can attract a niche audience who will enroll in your course for a deeper dive into the material. In fact, what you can do is create this funnel where you have your book that's out there on Amazon, and in the front page of the book is an invitation for a free mini course that expands upon the information in the book. And then in the mini course, you pitch them on your paid course that goes even deeper into the topic. A percentage of the people who buy the book will opt in for your mini course, and a percentage of them will buy your main course. Yes, it's not a fast and quick funnel, but it is a funnel that works and can grow your business on a more sustainable long-term basis. And when you provide a book plus course combo, it can become your signature offering, increasing overall revenue. Now let's say you're a business coach. Your book establishes thought leadership, leading to more ideal clients willing to pay premium prices. You can gain media coverage, podcast interviews, articles, and so forth. And because you're a published author, this increases your visibility and your authority. Your book drives long-term lead generation without additional effort. Let's say you're a corporate leader. Well, your book can position you as an industry thought leader, paving the way to promotions or board appointments. You can use your book to create a consulting business after leaving the corporate life, generating passive income and independence. And your book can be referenced in industry discussions, increasing your influence and reputation. What if you're a service professional, such as a financial planner or a real estate agent? Well, a book can act as a lead magnet to high value clients, because you're not just going to give this to any client. You're going to give this to your high value, maybe your wealthy clients. It attracts them because, wow, you're not just any financial planner. You're a financial planner who's an author. You're not just any real estate agent. You're a real estate agent who's written the book on the topic. This differentiates you from your competitors. It showcases your unique approach and insights. Your book becomes a trusted resource in your field and can lead to partnerships with other professionals. And finally, what if you're a small business owner? Your book can boost your brand's authority, it can attract larger clients, and it increases partnerships. It enables you to transition from running a business to becoming a face for the company. Your book serves as a long-term marketing tool, drawing in customers even years after you've published it. And that can work whether you're a bake shop or a fast food owner. Yes, the guy behind Walmart, he wrote a book. And I believe so did the guy behind Wendy's. This establishes them as a thought leader and leader, any kind of leader, in their industry. You can do it too. And if you're just caring about local business, having a book can get you media attention, which gets you more feet in the door, more traffic. And of course, finally, a book increases the currency of networking. When you have relationships with readers, influencers, and industry peers as an author, this is an investment in your success. The right book can open the right doors for you. This is Karma Spence saying ciao for now.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Author Switch podcast and would like to show your support, there are a few ways that you can do that. First, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Additionally, leaving a rating and review would greatly help me reach more listeners and continue providing valuable content. To stay up to date with the Author Switch podcast and gain access to additional information on amplifying your authority, influence, and thought leadership through books, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Karma Spence. For those interested in catching up on previous episodes, including those no longer available on podcast platforms, you can find them all at authorswitch.com/episodes, where you can choose to watch or listen to them at your convenience. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of the Author Switch community.